We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, education, the topic here of today's show. And we're talking with USD 3-3 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, School Board Member Daryl Eady. And the school board meets tonight. 5 o'clock is their meeting before the meeting, if you will. They'll be talking with area legislators then. And a regular meeting starts at 6:30. As mentioned, not a lot on that agenda tonight, but there is some technology that you guys will be looking to approve tonight. Some MacBooks, some iPads.
Yep, iPads and MacBooks for some of our buildings. Could be looking at a MacBook transition from a PC format to a Mac format. So we're kind of going out on that limb right now to kind of make a transition. So happy to see that. I think that comes with a lot of input, a lot of research, a lot of data and trials. So something we're looking forward to doing. And then we're just redoing a van purchase that was a little bit off on the last report. So we're making a correction on that and bringing it back to the board.
A lot of times this time of year we do our purchases for computers and stuff just because it takes a long time to get all that stuff set up ready to go for the fall. If we're lucky, some of them will be able to use them even late in the spring. But, you know, we have to get them here. We have to get them set up, or not me, but our department, IT department has to do that. And when you have a small IT department with a lot of computers and information, it takes them a while to get it all done.
And what's the district's policy for replacing, what happens with the old when you bring in the new?
Usually we get a recycle. If they're out of commission and they're not good for use anymore, we go to recycling with them.
Okay.
Well, I've seen some of them that are bad and just parts of them not working. I've seen the IT guys just take them apart and take this little piece and plug it into another one so it works better.
Yeah, we do. We strip it down for parts, too.
So we do see a lot of that. Then, of course, there are state regulations on what we can and can't do with the iPads and stuff. So it's a lot of times they'll have to go up for a bid or go out or something.
Hmm. All right. Now, I know some districts do like a buyback thing, so I didn't know if there was something like that. A district I was in a few years ago did that with Chromebooks.
Usually by the time we're done with them, I don't feel good about selling them to anybody.
Obsolete.
They're more than obsolete.
We have a caller on the line, apparently. Well, let's go ahead and get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Morning. I'm not trying to sharpshoot you or cause any problems, but I'm just wondering, if it's in your USD 383 manual, I heard you reference a few comments ago about a normal family. I know that's just an easy thing to say and use, but if you give that a little thought like I have, the only thing I know that is normal is the setting on a dryer and a heat gauge in a car. And I think that the people that are mixed families, single-parent families, or a family with a mother and father and children, I guess that's a whole family. I think we need to be careful. I think people can be offended. Not trying to sharpshoot you. Just I'm wondering if it's in your manual or it was just a common term that a lot of people use. I'll hang up and listen. And you're all doing a great job. We've got a big job to do. Thank you very kindly. Have a Merry Christmas.
Well, there is nothing in a manual about what is, because like you're saying, there is nothing that's truly normal, you know, as far as a family anymore. You can think way back to when, I guess. But even then, it wasn't really, you know, it's the different mixtures and everything else that we do have. And we do have a lot of mixtures of families, not only here, but, you know, everywhere anymore. So, yeah, there is a lot of mixtures. And I'm just saying we have the gamut of everything we, you know, at a home. And for that gamut, some things are easier, some things are harder, but we try to help as many as we can in that full gamut.
All right. Well, let's talk a little construction. I understand there is finally some bids coming in here for Oliver Brown Elementary.
Yeah, we've got bids coming in, I believe, Monday. So if you're a subcontractor out there listening to K-Man on the radio, go ahead. Make sure you know what we have out to bid and get on it and get your stuff in by next week to our CM at Risk. Hutton is working on that project. We had our groundbreaking at College Hill Early Learning Center last week. A cold day, windy day, cold day, but good day. I always said my body was cold, but my heart was warm. It was a fun thing to do, and we had some kiddos up there with their little construction hats, and they were excited too.
Yeah, we had like, what, two busloads of little kids out there
yeah.
watching us do it. And everything we were doing is for them. So it's great to see them there more than it is us with our showcase of our little gold shovels and hats on doing the digging of the first piece of dirt, which actually wasn't the first dirt. There's a lot of it already been moved. So it was great seeing the kids there and doing that, even on a very cold Monday.
Yeah, that was a little more ceremonial move, but it's a little easier on our end. You got to make that groundbreaking easy on our end.
I must say, I covered that event. There's nothing easy about that groundbreaking. It was freezing cold. I don't know. I haven't been that cold in a while, and I didn't have a hat on or gloves, mm-hmm. so I didn't realize it was quite that cold, and I thought it would go a little quicker, but it was pretty neat to see the kids, though.
It was fun. And the teachers, too. You know, when we moved them down at Trinity Presbyterian, and it's been a good facility for us, but it's small. I know those teachers, they're looking forward to getting in their new facility and, you know, really being designed around early childhood. So I think it was good for them, too, to actually see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel's coming, you mm-hmm. know, what everything they've put up with for quite a while. And trying to do the best they could. They've been a wonderful group to work with, and they deserve those opportunities, and our kids deserve those opportunities too.
And they do fight for their kids.
They do.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
They were in tears. You know, some of them were. Oh, you know, we've been working at this for 12 years. We've been working here 14 years, and we just this has been a dream to us. And you know, they're kind of in that groggy wake up thing from the dream. And if the year goes as fast as this year's gone, it'll be up before we know it.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be nice, I think, for the district, from your perspective, to have it all under one roof, the early childhood, yeah. all right there.
Yeah, it'll be super nice.
Oh, yes. You know, before we get too far away, I ought to mention all the donations and grants we got for today. We got a $1,750 cash donation from the Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation to secondary schools for art classes, a $12,040 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health personnel, a $796.18 worth of bookcases, beanbags, area rug, and books from donors chose to Frank Bergman Elementary for classroom use, a $1,131 cash donation from the Manhattan Cross Country Club to Amanda Arnold Elementary to be used for equipment and supplies, a $550 cash donation to Amanda Arnold Elementary to be used for payoff lunch accounts in arrears for a total of $20,267.18. And all of these things, we really appreciate the help that our community gives us and the backing they give all of our kids. I mean, it's tremendous.
Yeah, it's great. And I'll go ahead with Michelle's announcements, too, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last day of school for USD 383 is indeed this Friday, December 20th, and school will resume Monday, January 6th. And we do wish all our USD 383 families a safe, restful, and happy winter break. It's well-deserved by everybody.
Yes, it is.
And do we get the special recognitions from the meeting? Daryl, you want to do those?
Well, we do have three of them, actually, tonight. We have the USD 383 Master Teacher, Deborah Chaupaw.
Chaupaw.
Get it right. The 2019 6A Girls Tennis Coach of the Year, Tony Ingram. And one of our own, a Leadership for Tomorrow graduate, Jardine Coleman.
Yeah, proud of all of them. They well deserved on all fronts.
And the Kansas teacher or the Master Teacher Award will be. It's kind of a feeder to the teacher year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a feeder to the state level Master Teacher. It's a little different than Kansas Teacher of the Year,
okay.
So a little bit different. Different groups that put that on, but so Deb will get to put a nice portfolio together on the state level. She's a great representative for USD 383. She's been doing a great job for a long time.
And I'm glad we don't have to go through that selection process. it would be extremely difficult.
We have a lot of great teachers. Yeah, and I'm grateful for everybody on that list. You look at them, and it's just a list of rock stars. But you know, Deb's wonderful, and she's a voice of wisdom that I trust and listen to anytime I can.
All right. Well, just a couple minutes left here. Our final meeting here of 2019. We're wrapping up the year. Anything you look back here on this past year that you're most proud of with the school district at this point?
Well, a lot of the last year has been construction theme. I'm proud of, even with that being a pretty dominant conversation and pretty upfront thing, we haven't done a lot of visible things, but we've done a lot of work under the radar. But I'm also proud of, during this time when that's pushing forward in a very prominent way, we also worked really hard on a strategic plan to kind of organize that. And Dr. Waits led that process through all the departments and try to come up with a more updated, coordinated effort to reach goals. And I'm really proud of that. And I'm proud of the conversations we've had. We've had some tough conversations, but I think we've had some conversations that pushed us forward as a district. I think I'm always proud of this safety initiatives we push and being on the forefront of that statewide. And Michelle Jones is always pushing us forward and pushing us a little more, and our community partners are too. And I'm really proud of those relationships, because I know Michelle works with them very closely. That how can we change this drill up? How can we make it look more live? How can we throw them into a different scenario? Because it's not about having every scenario with a script of this is exactly what you're going to do. It's about teaching people how to think and putting them in situations where they have to think, react, and decide. And so when something does happen, like the Marlatt, you know, fire alarm, sprinklers going off, you know, it was honestly, there might have been a few bumps, but we drilled that well. The staff was prepared. They were ready to go, and the kids weren't panicked. And I think that's the biggest thing you want to do if we, you know. So I'm proud of those ongoing efforts. Really, really proud for the team we put together. Some of the new administrators we brought on this year have been great, great to work with, and I think they'll add some depth to our district as well.
Well, I think that, plus the increase was what we've done with the MTSS, you know, the multi-tier student success stuff. It's really been coming along. It's got a ways to go, but it really has made some big jumps, I think, this year. All the work the site councils and at the schools have done, and the little committees we have for each one of these construction projects has a lot of student input, teacher input, outside community input, you know, board input, all sorts of input into them. And all that put together, I think, has really helped to form these new, the new elementary, the middle schools, the early childhood. There is a lot, and a lot of tweaking. It's amazing to watch the tweaking that goes on, you know, between, okay, let's move this hallway. Let's move this little furnace or, you know, something. And it's fun to watch, and it's just very interesting and enlightening.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to in 2020 seeing those rec centers get going here. Well, I think a lot of people are too.
Yeah, those should be out on the street pretty soon, ready to bid early next
February.
Yep.
I believe is what we talked about.
Because we're at the middle school at the same time. We're putting those projects out together, hopefully get some economies of scale with both those projects. And I think I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you guys being on, and we'll wish you a happy holiday and see you again in 2020.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you very much, Brandon.
All right. Stay tuned. More in focus after this. We'll talk with MATC next.